You are listening to South Florida Sunday, and we thank you for joining us this morning. We always have a great program. We always have some very interesting guests, and no exception here. We have Bob Burdish, who is with the Legal Aid Society. He's the executive director. And Sarah, also from the community relations director of GNL Homes, is with us. So welcome to you both to South Florida Sunday.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Good. Now that I've navigated through your last names, this should be stress-free from here on out. Now, Bob, tell us about Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County.
Well, Ron, the mission of the Legal Aid Society is to provide quality civil legal services to the disadvantaged children, families, elders, and individuals who live here in the county. We basically do it for three purposes. We want to protect their personal safety. We want to enhance their opportunities and living conditions and promote self-sufficiency. My vision is basically to provide equal access to the judicial system to all residents here in the county.
I would imagine that a legal issue for someone who's already stretched thin at best and having difficulty making ends meet is even worse. But someone who has no visible means of support and then some sort of a legal issue could be really very devastating.
It is. We serve, Ron, about 8,000 low-income people every year with a variety of legal issues.
What kind of, just out of curiosity, what kind of legal issues would that be?
Well, we have 21 different projects, but we do a lot of work in the area of domestic violence, in housing, evictions, mortgage foreclosures, consumer scams. We represent employees who are not getting a fair wage. We represent elderly people who are being exploited.
Now, you mentioned foreclosures, and that was something that was a big buzzword about 5-10 years ago. The average person, if you stopped them on the street and said something to them about foreclosure, they would probably say, well, that doesn't happen anymore. Are you seeing an increase in foreclosures?
We're not seeing an increase, but you're right. During the recession, we had lines around the block,
wow,
people who were being foreclosed. Mm-hmm. And we were very fortunate to get Florida Power and Light to donate their attorneys. And we had about 60 of their attorneys who were also helping us to help resolve some of the issues that people had. From that time, it has gone down. We're still doing a few, but I would say more like 10 or 15 a month.
And domestic issues are still at the top of the list?
Domestic issues are still at the top of the list. We do about, it's sad to say, but we do about 1,700 cases a year.
Wow. Well, it's great that that the service is out there and available to folks who need those services. And you're getting some help from GNL Homes. Tell us about that.
Yes, GL Homes, which stands for good luck. We partner with the Legal Aid Society and have done so for several years.
Three
years now, yes. And we work specifically with the GAP, Guardian Advocacy Project, that program. Those are developmentally disabled young adults. The Legal Aid Society is their guardians. And but for legal aid, these young people would be homeless. So we try to figure out a different sort of activity with them, if not monthly, every other month, and try to incorporate some exercise in there as well and expose them to things that they've never been exposed to. I think as parents and as families, we take for granted that every weekend we try to do some sort of activity with our own kids, right? Mm-hmm. We take them to museums, football practice, piano lessons, whatever that might be. These young people who are well into their 20s, many of them have never experienced the things that we've done, going bowling or golf lessons. We just took them to Florida Atlantic University. And one young man who is confined to a wheelchair due to spina bifida, he's restricted pretty much from about the rib cage down. Mm. This was his first time. And again, these are young people who are in their mid-20s. This is the first time that young man, his name is Jamel, and he's one of my favorites, has ever thrown or caught a football. And so it's just those simple experiences, I think, that have enhanced their lives. And in turn, I think, has made them more, wouldn't you agree, Bob, more productive, more socially engaged. And that's the whole goal of what we try to do.
And what is the reaction when you take these people for these experiences for the first time?
You know, I've got to say, it's even more than a reaction. I think it's more of an evolution. Some of these young adults that when we first started working with them, wouldn't even speak to us. They wouldn't engage. They wouldn't even participate in the activity. And now they come up to us with big hugs. What are we doing? Where are we going? And I am amazed myself at the progress that they have made in terms of their social skills and their independence.
And what do you have in the future on the calendar for trips?
Well,
excursions.
You know, it's hard to believe. Easter and Passover are just around the corner, and now we're barreling into summer. So we are looking at swimming lessons for these developmentally disabled young adults. Many of them have never been in a pool, but have expressed great interest to all of us to learn how to swim. So GL Holmes is going to try to make that happen for them this summer.
And that's incredible. It's amazing. And that's just a small portion of some of the services that are provided. So let's talk some more about the group and about some of the services that you're offering at the Legal Aid Society here in Palm Beach County. You've mentioned that domestic abuse is at the top of your list, and we touched on foreclosure. Do you see any other pressing issues that folks are facing that you're seeing a real need to address?
We're seeing a real need, Ron, now for some older folks, some undocumented immigrants, as well as some homeless people for community IDs. These people do not have IDs because they are not driving. And so what we do is we're now working with a number of the Catholic churches in town, and we're having community ID drives where we're having people come to the churches, and we are providing them with community IDs so that if they need to get a library card, if they need to get health care, if they are stopped by a police officer for a minor infraction and don't have a ID, instead of having to take them to jail or book them, they can just give them a ticket for what they're doing.
Wow. Now, if someone is listening and they think they may want to take advantage of the services that you're offering at the Legal Aid Society, how is the best way for them to contact you?
Well, they could either call our office, and then the number there is 561-655-8944, or they can go on our website, which is www.legalaidpbc.org. And we can send them, they can either come in for help, or we can send them an online intake, which they can fill out at a local library or at the courthouse or in any other nonprofit organization that they may go to.
Intake, what's the process like for folks who are interested in taking care of?
Well, they need to fill out an application to make sure they qualify, they have a problem that is one that we can handle. We do have people in the office who do speak Spanish, who do speak Creole, so we're able to help most of the individuals here in Palm Beach County. If there's a language we don't have, we have Language Line, which we can use also.
And I was going to ask another question about the great program that GL Holmes is offering. You talk about how it's for younger adults. Is there an age limit?
Well, the Guardian Advocacy Program, which the Legal Aid Society oversees, just so you know, Ron, these are young people who many of them have aged out of foster care and really have nowhere to go. It also incorporates young people who perhaps they have no family to take care of them either. So this is a group of 24 total that Legal Aid cares for and that we try to engage on various levels. Again, trying to incorporate some physical activity, some mental stimulation, and some fun activities as well. We've taken them last year around this time. We were on a shopping spree at Stein Mart and took them out. So we had some great shoppers, and I can tell you they had very specific tastes of what they wanted.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned a real mouthful when you said aged out of foster care.
That's right.
Can you talk about that a little bit? Mm.
I can tell you a little bit more about that, Ron, because that's something we do. We have a continuum of care from children from birth to about 22, and quite a large number of the children we have are in foster care. What we do with those children is, if possible, we try to reunite them with their biological parents. If not, we get them ready for adoption. But there is a whole group of these youngsters who really don't have anyone who can care for them, and especially some of these young people, as Sarah has mentioned, who have developmental disabilities. If they are aging out of foster care, it's very hard for them to live independently. right, and not have what so many of our children all had or we had, were safety nets.
Right.
So we are really the safety net for these 24 children, or I call them children, but young people. And as mm-hmm. Sarah said, most of them are in their 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just amazing to see the smiles on their faces, and they look forward so much to this program that we partner with GL Homes with.
I can't even imagine. They used to tell us when you age out of foster care, they give you all your belongings in a plastic garbage
bag.
Pretty
much, that's about right.
And I mean, I just can't even begin to imagine being a young adult.
18 years old and out on the street and no place to go, no resources. What do I do next? And then compound that with either a physical or a developmental disability.
Yeah.
And this could, of course, add to our homeless population as well.
Oh, mm-hmm. without a doubt. Well, it's really great that we have this service. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's like just about every other charitable organization. I talk to groups, you know, every day of the week, Monday through Friday here and in other cities. And, you know, it is amazing to me how many services there are available and no one knows. We have to get the word out. So we hope folks are listening to us this morning and maybe they're in need of your services. How about volunteer help? I'm sure you're probably always looking for legal help.
We do get volunteer help. We get a number of retired attorneys who do call and do want to do some volunteer work. They come in maybe one day a week. It's interesting because some of, you know, as I said, they're retired. We also get calls from some of their wives saying, do you have anything for my husband to do? Because we do need to get him out of the house. But we really do appreciate that. And so we do have, right now, we have about 12 volunteers, retired lawyers, who come in once a week and handle cases for us. And that helps us to provide more services for more people who are really in need of them.
Well, I'm going to ask you both before we wrap up, anything that we haven't covered, anything that you haven't shared that you want to share, mention some sponsors, or just give out your contact information.
Well, I would just like to say we really appreciate what GL Homes has done with the Legal Aid Society. It's been a great partnership.
It has.
Sarah and I were sitting, we were having lunch one day because we've known each other for a while, and she said, you know, we'd really like to work with you. And where do you think you could use our help? And we've mentioned the Guardian Advocacy Project. Mm-hmm. And from there, it just took off. And as Sarah said, we try to do this at least every other month, if not every month.
Right.
And this year, we are giving the GL Homes an award. They will be getting one of our awards at our big event that we have on June 8th at the Convention Center. About 800 people show up for that. And we're giving them the Serving Justice Award for all the work that they've done with our Guardian Advocacy Project, and just really meant so much to these young people.
And we're very grateful to the Legal Aid Society for the award. It's always nice to be recognized.
Right. Well, thank you both for being on South Florida Sunday and for sharing all this great information and this great knowledge and allowing us to share it with our audiences. And we hope we get a lot of folks who call to take advantage of what you're offering and get you some more volunteers, too.
That'd be great.
Thank you. Happy Sunday to you.